Hi, this is Rick Warren, and welcome to Daily Hope. In the United States, this is our National Day of Thanksgiving. Every year, we take a day to thank God for the many blessings we've received. But did you know that the Bible says we're to have the attitude of gratitude 365 days a year? The Bible says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. When somebody asks me, what's God's will for my life? The first thing I say is this, be grateful. And notice it didn't say, for all things be grateful. It says, in all things be grateful. We don't have to be grateful for the bad things in our lives, but we can be grateful that even in those things, God can bring good out of them. And when you develop the attitude of gratitude, the spirit of thanksgiving lives on longer than just through one day. It can last a lifetime. And you're not only letting others know about what God's doing in your life, you're also being a model for a life of gratitude, which is incredibly important. Did you know that doctors say the attitude of gratitude is the healthiest emotion you can have? So you want to, for your own health, experience thanksgiving every day of your life. Now the Bible teaches us how to be grateful regardless of the circumstances. So let's get started in our study.
Today, on Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren, we bring you part one of a special two-part Thanksgiving message called Radical Gratitude, taken from the book of Colossians. But just before that, you know, so many people request copies of Rick's teaching every day for their personal use or to share with a friend who needs to hear the message. And there are certain key messages that are asked for over and over again. That's why Pastor Rick asked us to put together the very first ever collection of his most requested teachings. This very special 6-CD collection is sure to be a blessing to you, a family member, or a loved one. You can get your copy of the most requested sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 1, right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen. And if you want, you can just text the word daily to 313131. And now here's Pastor Rick with today's message.
The Bible says in Colossians, look there on your outline, Colossians 2, verse 7 in God's Word translation, sink your roots into Him. Let's talk about Christ, and build on Him. Be strengthened by the faith that you were taught, and, read it with me, overflow with thanksgiving. Circle overflow with thanksgiving. The first characteristic of deep roots, how do you know when somebody has deep spiritual roots? You can write this down, continuous gratitude. The first characteristic that you know you are not shallow, you are not superficial, that you have deep spiritual roots is you are continually grateful. You overflow with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is not to be a day that we celebrate once a year. It is to be a habit of a lifestyle of the radical believer. If you have deep roots, the deeper you understand God's love, the more grateful you're going to be. Now, what does it mean to be radically grateful? What is the definition of radical gratitude? Well, turn your outline over, and the Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, this is the definition of radical gratitude. He's not talking about just saying, well, I'm thankful for my parents or my family. Anybody can do that. I'm thankful for pumpkin pie. Anybody can say that. I'm thankful for freedom and health. Anybody can say that. It takes no intelligence, no character, no faith to be grateful for the good things in your life. Radical gratitude is this. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. That's radical gratitude. In all circumstances, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now, friends, this is such an important verse. I want to tear it apart word by word here. First, it says, give thanks. That means gratitude. It means appreciation. It means recognition. It means praise. It means giving credit to people where credit is due. In everything, give thanks. By the way, the phrase give thanks here in the Greek word is the word eucharisteo. Eucharisteo is the word we get Eucharist from. Has anybody ever heard this word, Eucharist? Eucharist is one of the words that we call the Lord's Supper. It's called communion. It's called the Lord's Supper. It's called the Eucharist. What does that mean? That's the Greek word that simply means give thanks. And when we take the Lord's Supper together, we're giving thanks to God for His salvation, for His forgiveness, for our home in heaven, and all of these things. We're just giving thanks. Now it says, give thanks in, circle the word in, and then it says all, circle the word all. Now first, notice, give thanks in all circumstances. It does not say give thanks for all circumstances. Big difference. Doesn't say for, it says in. You don't have to be thankful for the bad in your life. You don't have to be thankful for evil. And there's a lot of evil in the world. If a little girl gets kidnapped and molested and killed, you don't ever have to be thankful for that. If a woman gets raped, you don't ever have to be thankful for that. When a young man is shot down in Afghanistan, you don't have to be thankful for that. When a car driven by a drunk plows into somebody and a family dies, you don't have to be thankful for that. The Bible does not say be thankful for all evil. There's a lot of evil. That would make God a sicko. Everything that happens in the world is not God's will. And people say, well, it must be God's will. Baloney. Most of the times, God's will is not done. My will is done. If I went out here and picked up a gun and started shooting somebody, that wouldn't be God's will. That'd be my will. That's why we're to pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Because in heaven, God's will is always done. And on earth, God's will is rarely done. So don't blame God for all the evil in the world. And you certainly don't have to thank God for it. He doesn't say thank God for it. It says thank God in it. Why can I thank God in every circumstance? Well, there's a number of reasons. One, I know God is in control. I know God can bring good out of evil. I know even the stupid mistakes I make, God can turn it around. I know that I'm not going to have to live on earth forever. I know I'm going to go to heaven one day. I know I can't lose my salvation. I know that no matter what happens, God isn't going to stop loving me. I could think of 100 things I can be thankful for in the circumstance, even when the circumstance stinks. It doesn't say for everything. It says in. Now it says in all things. Now that word there, all circumstances, all, the Greek word is the word pas. And pas means any, all, everything, anyone, all the time, anywhere, everywhere, the whole thing. It means no exception, no excuses, no exemptions. God expects you to be grateful in every circumstance. That's called radical gratitude. Anybody can be grateful for the nice present somebody just gave you. But to be grateful in all circumstances is radical gratitude. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. People say, I need to know God's will. There it is. I want to know what God wants me to do with my life. There it is. In everything, give thanks. This is God's will for you. So what am I supposed to do in the next decade? Am I supposed to get a new job? Am I supposed to go to school? Am I supposed to get married? Am I supposed to move overseas? What am I supposed to do? God says, I'll tell you number two when you start doing number one. Okay, all those other number twos, we'll work on those, 3, 4, 5, 6. But first, let's work on this one. I want you to, in everything, learn to give thanks. For this is my will for you. Once you've got that one done, we'll start talking about number 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. This is clear. In everything, give thanks. This is God's will for you. Now, why is that true? Why is it always God's will, no matter what happens in my life, that I am to give thanks, not for the circumstances, but in the circumstance? Why is that God's will? 5 reasons. You might write these down. Number 1, because it honors God. Gratitude honors God. Anytime you thank anyone, you honor them. For instance, if I say to my wife, honey, I am so grateful for that great Thanksgiving dinner you made, I have just honored my wife. When I say to her mom, Mom, I want to thank you for having Kay so I could marry her, I am honoring her. When I say to you, thank you for opening the door for me, or thank you for coming to another service, or thank you, what I am honoring you. Anytime you express gratitude, you honor that person. The Bible says this about God. Giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors me. When you sacrifice your giving thanks, what are you sacrificing? Your time, your money, your thought. It takes time to think of things to be grateful for. Now, my wife likes for me to say thank you for the things she does for me. But if that's all I ever did, she'd begin to wonder, does he really love me or does he just love me for the things I do for him? At some point, I have to start moving to the higher level of thanksgiving, which is not just thanking my wife for what she does, but thanking my wife for who she is. That's a higher level of thanksgiving. If my kids came to me and the only time they thank me is when I give them an allowance, I begin to wonder, do they love me or do they just love the money? Now, if all you do is thank God, God, thank you for letting me get into this class. God, thank you for giving me this food. Thank you, God, for the things you do for me. God starts going, do you really love me or do you just love the things I do for you? You need to learn to thank God, not just for what he does, but who he is. God, I thank you that you're smarter than me. I thank you that your wisdom is greater. I thank you that you know it'll make me happy more than I do. God, I thank you that you're consistent when I'm inconsistent. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you, God, that you're always fair. I thank you that even when I don't understand it, you have my best interests at heart. That's thanking God for who he is. And you need to get beyond the thank you, God, for food. To thank you, God, for who you are. That's where you need to go in the next decade. That's taking your roots deeper. It honors God. Now, the way to do this, I want to encourage you to develop a habit for the next decade. That your feet don't touch the floor in the morning without you saying thank you to God.
That's Rick Warren with just a portion of today's special Thanksgiving message called Radical Gratitude. There's more great teaching coming right up, so stay with us.
So many people request copies of Rick's teaching every day for their personal use and to share with their friends. There are a few key messages that are so transformational that people request them over and over again. That's why Pastor Rick has asked us to put together the first ever collection of six of his most life-changing teachings. They include Winning with the Hand You're Dealt, The Amazing Power of Forgiveness, The Skills of Leadership, When Your World Collapses, How Can I Know God's Will? And as an added blessing, Rick and Kay's personal testimony following the tragic loss of their youngest son. This very special 6-CD collection is sure to be a powerful source of inspiration for you, a family member, or a loved one. It's yours when you support this broadcast ministry today with a financial gift. Get your copy of the most requested sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 1, right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen. Or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you have a smartphone or tablet, you can just text the word DAILY to 313131. When you support Daily Hope, you help bring the hope found in God's Word to people all around the world. Thanks so much for your prayers and your support.
And once again, here's Rick Warren.
Develop the attitude of gratitude. Doctors have shown in many, many reports that gratitude is the healthiest human emotion. That the more grateful you are in life, the healthier you'll be. Actually, physically, it's good for your physical health. The more ungrateful you are in life, the more it actually affects your health. Gratitude is good for your health. It's good for your heart. And if you say, God, I'm not going to put my feet on the ground in the morning. I'm going to sit on the edge of my bed. And before I do anything else, I'm going to stop and say, thank you. And I would say, just start this week. Every day, sit on the side of your bed and think of 10 things to thank God for before you get out of bed. It'll change your attitude. It'll change your day. The first 5 minutes of your day sets your mood for the rest of the day. And if you start it with gratitude, you'll be healthier, you'll be happier, you'll be closer to God. Your deep roots will be going deeper. You just start saying, God, let me just think of who you are, what you've done, how much you've done for me. And I make a list, and I think of 10 things, and I think of 10 more things. Give thanks. It honors God. The second thing it does is, why is God's gratitude God's will? Because it creates fellowship. It creates fellowship. What I mean by that? It builds relationships. Gratitude always builds deeper relationships between you and other people. Not just between you and God, but between you and other people. Now listen. whoever you want to get closer to, start expressing gratitude to that person and you'll get closer. If you've started moving away from your husband or your wife, you know what you need to do? You need to start doing what you did during dating. Express gratitude. Start writing little kind notes. Making calls during the day. Do the things you did at first. The reason you've lost that love and feeling is because you've stopped doing the things that created that love and feeling early on. And you take each other for granted. And you want to rebuild that relationship with a friend, with a parent, with a spouse, with people in your small group. Whoever you want to get closer to, start spending more time expressing gratitude to them. Number three, the third reason why it's God's will for you to be radically grateful is it develops faith. Now, how does gratitude develop my faith? Well, it happens when times are tough. When things don't make sense, when you can't figure it out, when your prayers are unanswered, when life sucks, when everything is going the way you didn't want it to go, and yet you thank God in that circumstance. God, I know you're in control. I know you love me, and I know you can bring good out of this, and I'm just thanking you. I'm not thankful for this situation. I just got fired. But I'm thankful in the situation that you're bigger than my problem, and you could turn off one faucet and turn on another just as easily, and I'm thanking you for that. That is an evidence of trust. And when you learn, anybody can thank God for good things. But if you can thank God even in the bad things, your faith grows and your roots go deeper. It's also an evidence of humility. You see, when you thank God in a situation you don't understand, you're saying, God, I don't understand this, but I'm humble enough to know I'm not God. And you are. And I trust you, and I'm humble enough to admit it, that you know what's best for me. Now, there's a guy in the Bible named Habakkuk. And I always like to bring these guys from the little books in the Old Testament in, because one day you're going to get to heaven, and Habakkuk's going to come up to you and say, hey, how'd you like my book? And I don't want you to look like a dude that's like, oh, Mr. Habakkuk, I didn't even know you were in the Bible. So I want to make sure you know who these guys are, so you, when you get to heaven, you're not embarrassed. And you could say, oh, you know, I really liked what you said in chapter 3, Habakkuk. That was good. That was really good. Okay? And here's what Habakkuk said. He was going through tough times. And he says, you know, even though the fig trees have no fruit, and no grapes are growing on the vine, and even though the olive crop failed, and even though the fields produce no grain, in other words, I'm going through recession. My business is in the tank. And even though the sheep are all dying and the cattle stalls are empty, in other words, he said, my portfolio has hit the skids. My 401k has become a 101k. He goes, even though all this is happening, I will still be joyful and glad. Why? Now, he's not thanking God for all the bad things that have gone wrong, not for those things. He's saying, what's his cause of gratitude? I will be joyful and glad because, here's the cause, the Lord is my Savior. Everything else stinks in life, but I can be grateful because the Lord is my Savior. He will pull me out. He'll bring me through this. He'll help me out. I'm not on my own. I'm not by myself. He hadn't left me abandoned. I'm not an orphan. He's saying, I will still give thanks to God. That is the ultimate test of faith. Can you thank God when life stinks? Can you thank God even when life stinks? When everything's going wrong? He says, if I'm going through tough times, what I need to do is not look at what's lost. I need to look at what's left. I need to look at what's left, and I need to be grateful for that. And no matter how bad things are in my life, there's always, always thousands of things I can be grateful for. And no matter how bad things are in my life, there's always, always the fact that I can be thankful to God just for being God. And that He has promised to see me through these situations, to help me out, to strengthen me, to care for me, to do miracles, to answer prayers. He's always promised, even when things don't go my way, that He can work it for good in my life. And so ultimately, the plan is in action. That is faith. God's will is radical gratitude. In all things, give thanks. Why? It honors God. It creates fellowship. It develops faith. Number four, it serves others. Radical gratitude, the attitude of gratitude that says, I'm just going to walk through life being grateful in every situation, no matter what, times of plenty, times of tightness, good, bad, right, wrong, whatever. I'm just going to be grateful in every situation. He says that actually serves others. It becomes a ministry. Did you know, we've talked about this many times, that every Christian, every believer is a minister. You are a minister. You have a ministry. You're not a pastor, but every Christian is a minister. What does that mean? It means we are to serve other people. We're saved to serve. And you can have a ministry called the ministry of appreciation. Do you know what the word appreciation means? Well, if you've ever bought a car, you know the meaning of depreciation. Okay, the moment you drive it off the lot, it's worth less than you paid for it. Even if it's brand new, you take it back, it's worth less. Depreciation, it means to decrease in value. If you've ever bought a house in Southern California, you know the meaning of both appreciation and depreciation. You've seen the value go up, and you have seen the value go down. To appreciate means to raise in value, and this is a ministry. When you appreciate your husband, you raise his value. When you appreciate your wife, you raise her value. When you appreciate your kids, you raise their value. When you appreciate your coworkers, your staff, the people you work with, in the office, you raise their value to you and to the company. When you appreciate your boss, you raise her value or his value. The ministry of appreciation raises the value of people. And that's why God says radical gratitude is a ministry. You can just go around making a ministry out of raising the value of people simply by appreciating them. You know, one of the things I've discovered is that everybody in life needs massive doses of encouragement.
This is Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions that we didn't have time for today, simply go to rickwarren.org, where you can listen online anytime. You can also download the Daily Hope podcast to your device and listen on the go. Rick's going to be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. Just before that, you know, so many people request copies of Rick's teaching every day for their personal use and to share with their friends. There are certain key messages that are asked for over and over again. And that's why Pastor Rick has asked us to put together the very first ever collection of his most requested teachings. Titles include Winning with the Hand You're Dealt, The Amazing Power of Forgiveness, The Skills of Leadership, When Your World Collapses, How Can I Know God's Will, and as an added blessing, Rick and Kay's testimony following the tragic loss of their son Matthew. This very special 6-CD collection is sure to be a powerful source of inspiration for you, a family member, or a loved one. And it's yours when you support this broadcast ministry today with a financial gift. Get your copy of the Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 1, right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen. Or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you've got a smartphone or tablet, you can just text the word DAILY to 313131. Thanks so much for your prayers and support. And now, here's Rick with a closing thought.
In Colossians 2:7, the Bible says, "Sink your roots into Him and build on Him. Be strengthened by the faith that you were taught and overflow with thanksgiving." You know, this Thanksgiving, I'm so thankful for you, and my prayer is that Daily Hope is strengthening your faith. If you've got something to be grateful for, I'd love to hear about it. You can write me, rick@rickwarren.org, and I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening today, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.